is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program today the Attorney General of the State of Mississippi, the Honorable Joe T. Patterson. Mr. Patterson, it's a real pleasure to have you back with us.
Thank you, Dick. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
I'd like to ask you to begin this discussion. Has there been any recent increase in the amount of federal intervention in state affairs, particularly in Mississippi and the South?
Well, I can speak for Mississippi, and the answer is definitely yes. Activity has been stepped up considerably by the United States Attorney General, largely in the field of filing of voter suits or investigating voter registration records. Then, of course, we have other litigation in the field of schools and in colleges.
Well, now, Mr. Patterson, why do you believe the field of voter registration has been picked as a special target of the Department of Justice?
Well, frankly, my personal view is there's nothing on earth but political skullduggery on the part of the national administration being employed through the means of the United States Attorney General's office. After all, you will recall that it was President Eisenhower and the Republican regime that gave us the Civil Rights Act of 1954 and 1960. So now, the Democratic regime, headed by President Kennedy and his brother Robert Kennedy, U.S. Attorney General, they're getting themselves in position where they can go out in 1964 and say the Republicans gave you the Civil Rights Act, but it took us to enforce them.
Now, exactly what are some of the techniques and methods followed by federal agents in their investigations and activities in Mississippi?
Well, of course, they're always working directly under the direct instructions of the United States Attorney General. They go into these counties and they go around and question, usually, in fact, practically altogether, members of the Negro race. Then they will proceed to the office of the circuit clerk, who is the county registrar, and there will seek to photograph and inspect his records, as well as to question him.
Now, to register to vote in Mississippi, let's make it clear for our listeners and viewers across the nation, one must complete a written application form. And it is these forms that the federal agents are seeking to inspect?
They want to inspect the forms. They want to inspect all records. In fact, they want to go in there and take a photograph of just about everything except the clerk himself.
Now, you have recently given some advice to local officials in Mississippi, to circuit clerks and their deputies, and to others who might on occasion be interrogated by federal agents. What have you advised the local officials of the state as the state's chief legal officer?
I've advised the clerks that in the first instance they do not have to answer questions when they come to them for the purpose of questioning them. I'm doing that on the presumption that the United States Attorney General will concede to circuit clerks of Mississippi the same privilege that's so lavishly extended to communists and criminals, that is, not require them to testify against themselves. In other words, they can plead the Fifth Amendment. I've also advised them that they do not have to make any records available upon request, that the Department of Justice can repair to the federal courts and get an order directing the production of records by the clerk for inspection and reproduction by the United States Attorney General. But when they do that, they at least have a yardstick to go by. That is, they take the order of the court and turn over to them exactly what the court has directed them to turn over to them.
And your advice then is for them to wait until some legal order has been handed down and then obey the dictates of the order.
That's right. Obey the order of the court. Otherwise, our experience has been with these gentlemen, when they go into the office without that court order as a yardstick, they want to photograph everything in that office that they might get their hands on.
In legal terms, in conversation among attorneys, this might be referred to as a fishing expedition.
That's what it is. It's mainly a fishing expedition. After all, they are going into that clerk's office seeking to get enough information upon which to predicate a lawsuit against him on. Therefore, I don't think the clerk should be called upon to just throw himself wide open.
Mr. Patterson, as the Attorney General, you're probably more familiar with the voting laws of Mississippi than any other than some of the men who helped write them. Now, I know that you hear this criticism on occasion from people in other parts of the nation, and that is, and this is a rather involved question, I'll try to make it as simple as possible, though. You are asked, why are you using what appears to be tactics of obstruction if you feel that Mississippi's voting laws are fair and reasonable and are being fairly administered? Why are you advising local officials to not actively offer to cooperate with federal officials?
It's not a matter of being afraid to make available records. In fact, we recognize the fact that the court will direct that certain records be made available. The Civil Rights Act so provides. What we're seeking to do is, and what I have advised the clerks that they do not have to do, is to throw their office wide open for a fishing expedition.
In other words, to proceed in a legal manner, and this cannot be termed obstruction.
That's right. We're not seeking to obstruct. But we do think the registrar and the clerk has some rights in the matter, too.
Do you feel that some of these federal investigators from the Department of Justice are coming into Mississippi deliberately trying to stir up trouble? Are they out actively soliciting complaints?
I don't think there's any doubt about, encouraging complaints. You have seen in the daily papers, they make no bones about it, the Civil Rights Commission here a few weeks ago announced that it wasn't getting enough complaints.
And as any government agency, it wants to justify its own existence and expansion, and if they don't get more complaints, why, they can't continue to grow and multiply.
That's right. I predicted when the Civil Rights Commission was first under consideration, you'll recall it was set up for a very short period of time, and I appeared before a congressional committee at that time and made the prediction first that it couldn't possibly do the job that it was assigned to it in such a short period of time. Secondly, that although they called it a commission for a short duration, they were creating a permanent commission, and third, that it would be a commission which would have for its purpose to come into the southern states and be an instrumentality of harassment. I think passing events have proven those predictions to be true.
And the fact that the commission itself has said that it hasn't been receiving enough complaints to keep busy, does it seem to indicate to you that perhaps it was not entirely justified in its creation?
It clearly indicates that the Negro population of Mississippi was not being mistreated as they had been presented to have been being mistreated, and it also indicates that they are not as dissatisfied, frankly, as they would have them be.
With these swarms of Justice Department agents invading Mississippi and the South, one would imagine that quite a bit of litigation would be stirred up. Actually, there have been a number of suits filed, but do you believe that the Justice Department agents have found a fertile field in the South, or are they having to dig extremely hard in order to find something to go into court about?
Well, in many, many instances, they have been guilty of the old saying, they have strained at a mountain and brought forth a mighty sick mouse.
Now, Mr. Patterson, you have met with public officials in Mississippi. You've talked with them individually and in groups. What is your reaction as to their attitude? Do you believe they're going to allow the federal government, the Department of Justice, to come in and intimidate them, or are they determined to maintain their rights?
Well, Dick, it's not so much a question of allowing. The question is, as I have presented it to them, and I have talked to the various groups of county public officials and, of course, state officials, the question is, are they going to be permitted to carry forth on the duties of their offices without federal interference. My advice to them has been, and every public official in the state, as you know, has certain requirements laid down by law for him to perform, known as statutory duties. And my advice to them has been to carry out the duties of their office, the very duties that they took an oath that they would carry out, and to carry out the duties of their office according to the laws of the state of Mississippi, until such laws have been declared unconstitutional and struck down.
Mr. Patterson, the people listening to this program who are outside of the South, who live in states where this federal intervention has not yet become a problem, may be wondering, what does all this mean to me? Why should I be too concerned about what's going on in Mississippi or what's going on in any other southern state insofar as federal intervention is concerned? What would your answer be to that question?
My answer to that would simply be that the Civil Rights Act, of course, applies to every state in the Union. And if they can come into the state of Mississippi and displace a voter registrar and take over registration of voters in the state of Mississippi, then certainly they can do it in New York, Pennsylvania, or any other state of this Union by the same process that they did in the state of Mississippi. So I say that those people in those states, whether they think so or not, have just as much at stake in these so-called civil rights battles as we do.
And while all of this is going on, our U.S. Supreme Court outlaws the recitation of a simple prayer in the public schools. Where is this heading, Mr. Patterson?
Well, it looks like some time that we are heading into a judicial dictatorship at the hands of the United States Supreme Court and at the hands of the President of the United States by way of executive order, which brings the American people under the control of 10 men, 9 men by virtue of their authority to issue their judicial fiats and decrees, 1 man in the White House by virtue of his authority to issue executive order.
Do you believe that our freedom can still be safeguarded if the people wake up in time?
People will wake up and demand of the American Congress, the one power under our form of government that can curb the power of the U.S. Supreme Court as well as the President of the United States.
Mr. Patterson, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Attorney General Joe T. Patterson of Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, this is Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion. And remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.